America weekend.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're gonna do.
That you treat people with respect.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
I'm just so excited.
Are you?
I am, because it's time for entertainment.
Well, we're going to start off with something that's so obvious and very much in the news right now.
Yes.
The speech that Melania gave.
Oh, Melania.
The same as Michelle Obama back in 2008.
Yes.
Right, was it?
Same one.
I mean, okay, I heard a side-by-side comparison, like sentence by sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It is legit the same thing. Everything is the same. Now here,
his word is his bond.
Right.
Who says that?
Now,
nobody.
Here is my opinion on this.
Please.
Because she claims she wrote the speech.
She sure
in
did.
An interview. I don't think she wrote the speech. I think that she had somebody who was trying with an agenda, who was trying to make the Trumps look stupid.
Ooh.
And they were like, you know, she's not going to pre-read this. She's not going to know that this was Michelle Obama's speech. Let's just give her something that's similar enough that's going to make it so obvious and they're going to look dumb. And I mean,
wow,
that's just my opinion.
Devious.
That's just my opinion.
I like the way you look at things.
But because how else could that happen?
And why did no one vet the speech? Did anyone maybe even think about kind of, you know, has anybody else ever said anything like this? Because you know what? You got to dot every I, cross every T. Her delivery of the speech was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that much. I didn't. And she did it well. But then all of a sudden overnight, it just flared up on social media. And now it's a national scandal.
It is a scandal, especially if the person who supposedly wrote this speech.
Yes.
Did that on purpose.
Ooh.
Okay, so let's go to more dumb news. Police arrived to a young couple's house at 1 a.m. after the couple started arguing and then they started throwing pizza rolls at each other.
Cooked or frozen?
I'm not sure. They were not specific on that.
Big difference.
But the couple in their young 20s apparently got into a little bit of an argument, were throwing pizza rolls at each other. Police went to the house, and do you know that they were both charged with simple assault?
Yes. You could take an eye out with a pizza roll.
Or you could get burns. If it was just taken out of the oven.
There you go.
That sauce is like lava.
Yes. It's like a flamethrower. Yes, it is. You ever bite into one of those things when it's like just, I've done that so many times. Mm. And then you burn your tongue. You feel awful for 2 days.
Terrible.
You get that weird part inside your mouth. You don't want to brush anywhere near there.
Horrible.
Wow. So what a feisty couple this was.
Yeah, it doesn't say what they were arguing about, but it was okay. This is my opinion on this. It was 1 a.m. They were drunk.
Yeah.
They were eating the pizza rolls.
Munchies.
The boyfriend or the husband probably was taking more than half of his share. And
Bastard.
The girl got mad.
Yes.
And started throwing them at him. Because how dare he do that to her?
And you know what? Who eats pizza rolls on a regular basis? We buy them twice a year. Super Bowl Sunday, New Year's Eve, that's it.
Really?
That's
a New Year's Eve staple for you?
That's a big New Year's Eve staple. 9 o'clock at night, my house, it smells like pizza rolls. We're getting ready.
They're very tasty.
Oh, they're very tasty. A little Ryan Seacrest, a little Jenny McCarthy pizza roll. It makes the holiday. Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm in the VIP section of the club, and you're home eating the pizza rolls.
I'm eating the VIP.
No problem.
That's the difference between your life and mine. Go get married and go have yourself a kid and you'll enjoy things just like this. Life just stops.
Okay.
It ends.
You know, that's a good segue for this next thing.
Thank you.
Because Pokemon Go is completely taking over the country. Okay, now I want to start off with something good that happened with Pokemon Go. Because
really?
there's not that much.
No.
There's an animal shelter in Indiana that's actually using Pokemon Go players and asking them to come into the shelter and volunteer to walk their dogs while they're playing the game.
That is good.
Apparently this shelter, they have their Pokemon Go dogs, who I guess are easy to walk on the leash, who aren't like problem dogs or whatever. And
no rabid bulldogs here.
Well,
doing this
you know,
whole thing.
Some dogs aren't good on leashes and some dogs aren't trained well. So they take their ones that aren't going to be a problem and they say, come in and you can walk our dogs as long as you want, as long as you bring them back.
Now, are they paying any attention to the dogs at all, or are they staring at their phone? You know, they're going to walk some poor dog into traffic.
Well, hopefully
because they're
not.
Busy staring at their phone.
I was trying to make this a positive part of the story, but
I always go the negative route, and that could be a big, big negative.
All right, well, let's talk about the negatives.
Please do.
There have been car crashes.
Well,
two guys walked off of a cliff. I'm not kidding. This was in the news. Two guys walked off of a cliff.
Off a cliff?
And then I saw a video the other day of Central Park. Apparently, there was some rare Pokemon that popped up in the middle of Central Park. Now, there were already like hundreds of people around the perimeter, like in this one area of Central Park. All of a sudden, this Pokemon Go, I don't play, so I don't know how this works, but I guess it pops up on the app.
Right.
And they
and you have to
went
go there
running into Central Park. People have it on video. It's insane. Insane.
And they're running across Central Park West, none of them looking for traffic. See, that's the whole idea. Everybody's staring at their phone. Nobody's talking to each other. It's weird. It is the digital zombie apocalypse.
It's very crazy.
Here.
Now, there are some places that are upset. Like, there's trespassing going on. Like, people are showing up, like, in people's yards. Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but apparently there's some rare Pokemon in Area 51.
Now, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool until you start hiking in there and there are signs that say we will shoot you on sight and people start dying because they're trying
that's
to get into
cool.
Area 51.
Honey, we're going to Roswell because I think I know where to capture Pikachu
so
or whatever the hell it is.
This Pokemon Go is like, you know, sweeping the nation.
And they say it's bigger than Facebook. It's bigger than Snapchat. Well, it is ruling the world. You know what? I give it 2 weeks and it'll be gone.
I'm not sure about that. Listen.
Two words, Angry Birds.
Let us suppose
please
that
do.
Walking Dead or Star Wars came up with an app like this and I had to go find Salacious Crumb. You bet your rear end that I would be downloading that app looking for Salacious Crumb on Route 46 or something.
There is always a reason for her to either bring the phrase Walking Dead or Game of Thrones into any element of this radio show.
I actually said Star Wars, not Game of Thrones.
Okay, but you know what? We still have half an entertainment report to go. Just watch me, America. She's going to do it somehow. See?
Well, since you brought up Game of Thrones,
thank you.
I wasn't going to bring this up.
But you know what? All I have to do is light the match and off she goes.
Next season, because usually it starts in April.
Yes.
They're not starting until the summer next year.
How
because
will you live?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you why. Because winter has come and they have to wait for winter to come to start filming.
I see.
You know what I mean?
It's a seasonal thing.
So next season is going to start in the summer, not in April.
Wow.
But anyway. Okay, so let's talk about Lady Gaga because she's banned from China. She met with the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Okay. So China added her to the list of hostile foreign forces and she is no longer allowed in China. She met with the Dalai Lama to talk about peace and yoga.
Why is the Dalai Lama sitting with her? Come on.
I don't know, but that actually happened.
Come on, Dolly.
That actually happened, and they wrote this whole thing about conspiracy and spies and all this other stuff, so she is not allowed. Oh, well.
Wow.
I would say, oh, well.
Wow. You know, she had a bad week, too. She got pulled over by a cop. She just got her driver's license. How old is this woman? She just got her driver's license. Her new pickup truck had no plates.
Oh,
they pull her over.
Well,
she worked it out. Everything's fine.
Of course, because she's Lady Gaga.
And she's on her way to see the Dalai Lama.
And not for nothing.
In an unregistered pickup truck.
If I had her money, I don't know if I would be driving anywhere either.
That's true. You know what? You can afford so much Uber when you're making that kind
of
money.
I would have a driver driving me everywhere.
That's right. Uber or Schmoober, anybody. Yes. That would be such a fun job to be Lady Gaga's driver.
I don't know.
We're going to pick up Tony Bennett. Hey, that's fun. Let's do it.
All right, let's
damn,
go.
Damn, I love my life. Okay.
Okay, and something else that's making me love my life. I'm like way into like the corny segues today. Nintendo is releasing the original NES complete with HDMI and 30
games.
Built-in games.
That's
now,
very cool.
Now, which games am I most excited about? Number one, Zelda. I loved Zelda. I beat Zelda.
Really?
Now, let me tell you a quick story. Christmas time, this was like a tradition. Now, I would play Zelda all the time, but on Christmas, me and my cousin Alex would separate ourselves from the family and go to the TV where the Nintendo was hooked up, and all we would do all day long is play Zelda. And it was amazing, and I love that game. And you know what? It's very interesting because, you know, as time has progressed, these games have become more and more and more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just turn a game on and play it anymore. You know, you have to, like, be connected to the internet, and
right.
you have to have a microphone, and you need to, like, know how to shoot a sniper rifle and
right.
all this other stuff, you know? So it's these games, you plug it in, you turn it on, and you can just play these games. So Zelda, Galaga, remember that? Super Mario Brothers, all of them. Castlevania, Final Fantasy, Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl. I remember Tecmo
okay.
Bowl.
These are just a few. Donkey Kong is also
yes.
on there. There's so many games that are just bringing me back to my childhood on this. I think
see,
it's gonna,
I want that.
I think it's going to cost $60.
Big
it comes,
deal.
It comes with one controller. And
happiness is priceless.
I am honestly like
you're gonna get it.
I think this is gonna sell out right away.
So.
As soon as it's available, I'm gonna try to get one, and I'm gonna be playing Zelda all night long.
Because it's so easy to operate this thing. It's boom, right into your TV, and you're playing in minutes.
That's what I mean. Yes. It's like, it's brainless fun.
Wow.
I love Zelda. That is my favorite game. Even like on like Super Nintendo when they, you know, did the advances, loved all of them. I'm such a nerd.
It's amazing. And it's the little things in life that make you the happiest.
Zelda.
That is just the most interesting dichotomy about you. It's
Zelda
amazing.
Zelda makes me happy.
Zelda makes Christina happy. And you know what? And she's good for the rest of the year. So now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. You're going to get this thing for me
thanks.
For Christmas. There
cool.
you go. Wow.
Aw, thanks, Ed.
How nice is that? Okay.
And that's all I got for you.
Well, you know what? That's more than enough now, I would think. You covered so much. You didn't leave anything out.
Well, I left a lot of stuff out.
Well, you know, we're talking Dalai Lama, we're talking Lady Gaga, we're talking Melania Trump. There's just the entire world was there and you were able to just grab it and seize it. And there it is. One neat little package.
I know.
Wow.
Zelda.
It's Zelda. Okay. All right. So now you know what Christina will be doing for the rest of the weekend, dreaming of Zelda.
Now, I can't wait.
She knows she's getting it now for Christmas, so this is just, it's perfect. Mm. So that's what life is all about. Stay with us, more to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.